friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
We were just chatting about two moves this week.
We're worried about the third string quarterback.
Well, some people are. Ken is in Euclid, home of the Panthers. What's up, Ken?
I'm just wondering, how confident are we that the Browns are going to pick the right quarterback next year? And based on, you know, all the number one quarterbacks that were ever taken, like, what was the success rate of all the quarterbacks versus, you know, the ones that flopped or needed more time to develop? And then secondly,
hang on, you got to define success. Does that mean win a Super Bowl? Define success.
No, winning record. I'll settle for just a winning record.
All right, that's cool.
Ken, you know what I would settle for? End of the discussion, do you have your quarterback? That's what I want.
Oh, yes, thank you. But my other issue is, who is this guy going to throw to, and who's going to protect him?
Now, Ken, you're asking for a lot now.
Well, again, that's why it brings my point that I think we should trade or get value for whatever assets we can. Like, I would have traded Myles Garrett and got two number one draft picks because, let's face it, Myles Garrett, as good as he is, or I should say how great he is not going to bring you a Super Bowl to Cleveland anytime soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ken, thank you for your thoughts. You want them to just start selling off pieces?
If we had a mediocre offense right now, the world would be a much different place.
If you had a mediocre offense right now, you'd be in playoff contention. And in are you sitting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like you are. In theory,
hang on, I'm checking. Yeah, I'm sitting.
In theory, you go to Pittsburgh and you get a win. Then you stack a couple of more in a division that's waiting to be won. Maybe you could have some fun with this. Maybe. Carl's in Canton. Beautiful Canton in Stark County. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Carl.
How you doing today, sirs?
Well, thank you.
Good. No, I just had a comment, some food for thought on the Flacco trade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was random. I think it was probably writing on the wall because before the season started, Flacco made it known that he was not mentoring anybody. He's a player. He's a Pro Bowler. He's going to do his thing. He keeps himself in shape. Flacco maybe should not have been let go after, 2 years ago when he brought him to the playoffs. He's still a viable quarterback. George Blanda was a viable quarterback until late, taking care of himself, this and that, what have you. I think Flacco wants to play, and he's got his wish. He's going to go somewhere where he's going to play.
I still think he would have been okay sitting here as a number two. I don't think he was... he wouldn't have been a disruptive. He was a captain, you know. And Flacco's a player. He wants to play. I don't have any problem with him going somewhere else and playing. And I don't need my quarterback to be a coach.
He didn't ask for a trade, and he's not a coach. You're right, Andy. You have a quarterback coach.
Yeah. Why? I mean, every player has their own coach on this team. We don't need any more coaches. We need players. And I don't want my quarterback to come in here and go, my job is to mentor these young guys coming in here. No, I want you to be the quarterback that can go out and win every week. Let these guys learn through osmosis. Let them. That's how a quarterback handles things. Okay, I get it now. Okay, cool.
Yeah, no. He made it known that he was not here to mentor anybody.
We don't want him to. I would hope that every quarterback in the history of the NFL felt that way.
But he said that outright.
I know,
and it's not in his contract that he needs to mentor anybody.
No, it's not.
That's not his gig. Carl, thank you.
Thanks, man.
And that's we don't want him here for that.
I'm not going to hold that against him.
Want guys here to play.
Yeah,
want guys here to play well. And in this offense, Joe didn't play well. I think
this time around.
Keywords there were, that's this offense.
That's what I said. Yeah, this time around.
Bill's in Euclid. Hello. Well, Bill, stick in Euclid.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. All right. Listen, this is becoming a circus, this Cleveland Browns organization.
You think?
The fans keep losing the game. It seems like to me that the Browns are trying to get, when they made the trade with Flacco, then all of a sudden, 24 hours later, it's Newsom. And probably by Friday, you know, Saturday, they'll probably have Zappi, you know, the number two quarterback. It just seems like they're trying to keep the focus off what Stefanski's not doing right, you know. And it's always another story or always something to get you off of one thing that he's done, and then here comes something else. Now, if they don't want to try to get this guy, because I heard Mary Kay say this morning, the accuracy on this kid is phenomenal. So they need to put that and try it somewhere at one point. You're not playing for the Super Bowl right now. And all these trades and everything, it makes it just throwing some wool
on
over
your
eyes.
Which kid, Bill? Shador?
Yeah, Shador. Okay. The accuracy. That's what she was saying today.
She's right about that, but what she might not have mentioned is, I believe...
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The stat was he threw more passes behind the line of scrimmage than any quarterback in D1 last year. So those are passes that you should complete, which led to part of it. I'm with you. At some point, you want to see what he can do.
Yeah, well, where are you supposed to throw the pass from, Jeff? In front of the line of scrimmage?
No, what I'm saying is he threw to receivers who were behind the line of scrimmage. In other words, very short passes, very high percentage passes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess they can work the same plan that they worked out for, Gabriel. If they make him make Shador throw some short passes, I guess, if they ever get him in there.
Well, I understand what you're saying there. We kicked something around before the show. We'll get to it at some point about Shador later. Just patience, Grasshopper. Patience.
Should we do a group die?
Three, yes. Two. One.
Patience is a good thing. So just keep that in mind, and we'll discuss more later. Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs, home of Sharon Cross Drive, where I lived in first grade. Hello, Mike.
Oh.
Morning, fellas. That's a tough stretch of calls to follow. I ain't going to lie.
It is. Hang on. The state is calling. I want to put a marker in front of Jeff's house to let people know that's where he lived. They want to.
We're going to drop the rusted frame of the van off.
Oh, is that where they're? Oh.
Bury it in the backyard.
They could put a tombstone in there for the van. That would be awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Guys, don't give me steel. I really want to throw some sensibility to this. There's been a stretch of calls here. I don't think anybody gets it. I just don't. So, pardon me. I'm going to try to be logical here for a minute.
It's not allowed, Mike.
Mike,
it's
the wise
Sports Talk Radio.
The wise one from Stowe. Please.
All these things, the Flacco thing, the Newsom thing, this is roster management. In a roster management season, an evaluation. People, I've said it from the very beginning, you can go back to it. We are evaluating. We are not, I don't want to say we're not trying to win, but we know we can only get so far with where we're at. And I want to tell everybody to think about this that wants to go after Stefanski and Barry. And you were getting onto it, Jeff. You're a very smart man.
Very smart man. So, honored to work with
you. Yeah. This is what I want to say, though, is that, we were wondering, for the last couple of years, okay, whose decision really was it, when it went down about Deshaun? And everybody wants to know why we're having such a tough trouble competing right now. It's all about why did it happen, not about getting mad about who caused it. Who you think caused it, but why did it happen? Then you have a better chance of figuring it out. And I think over time we realize now that Haslam must have signed off on it or at least had a big part of it, because if not, I think Barry and Stefanski would be gone by now if it was all on them, because he wouldn't have tolerated this 6 years of what they've done. But I really believe that he had a bigger part in it, and that's why you're seeing them get the second chance, although it's going to be a short one, to turn this around. And look, he doesn't have enough pieces. You listen to guys like Ross Tucker yesterday and fans, not ridiculous Browns fans, who just don't realize sometimes what it takes. And I know that we haven't had it when these guys haven't proven anything. But why did it happen? And I think you really can see that now. Greg Newsom's probably, he's had issues. I think this is about roster management. The other guy's got a contract we already know the base value of. He wants to know what he's going into. He's stockpiling. He's going to move around. We got a lot to work on, but that's really what it is.
Mike, I agree with you. Roster management is, I think, a huge part of what they just did on this corner trade, because you're not sure exactly what Greg's going to be making. Comparable players. You know what Campbell's going to make. You know you're not going to have to pay him the outrageous bucks because Jacksonville already did. Nothing else makes sense for me on that one.
Listen, I am trying to become a more mature Andy Baskin, because normally I would come up with something very snarky. After that phone call, I would turn to Dan and say, Dan, do you remember the exact date that Mike first told us that, you know, that we all should have been listening to him years ago when he told... I think we have that clip. Remember, people always say, you can go back and listen to what is... I'm on the record. So, you know, and we have a vast archive of audio vault.
Actually, I'm 99% sure I could go back. It was so long ago, we might have it on the ticker tape still. I could go back in the room, blow the dust and the cobwebs, and find it on the ticker.
And then I may I might have to go back. I know the archives are very, very deep, but I may have to go back to the very first segment where we said exactly what he just said.
In fact, Moses
may have brought it down from the mountain. It might be actually the five that were dropped in the Ten Commandments.
I don't think Mike's phone call deserves this snarkiness.
This is not me. I'm saying this is what I would have done if I was snarky, and I'm not. Right. I'm not that guy anymore.
We're all evolving, Jeff.
And maybe go back to the fact that ownership may not have been happy about the way Baker Mayfield handled things, especially because some of us remember the fact that Deshaun Watson did not want to come here in the beginning. Now, snarky Andy Baskin would have been all over that. But now that I'm new and improved.
And now that you've matured in your 50s. I'm
like, you know what's weird is it's like the box, like soap for when you wash your clothes. They put that, you know, it was always the same box. And then suddenly they put the sticker on
and it
said new and improved.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.